If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches presents the 2015 Pastors and Preachers Weekend Workshop. This two-day event intends to equip preachers to deliver clear, effective, and expository sermons to their listeners. This year's presenters are Bishop Keith W. Reed Sr. of Sharon Baptist Church, Pastor Clement Lupton of Beloved St. John's Evangelistic Church, Dr. R. Todd Mangum, Academic Dean of Biblical Theological Seminary, and Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. Topics include the discipline of preaching, preaching Christ in the Old Testament, and preaching in the Black Church. The Pastors and Preachers Weekend Workshop will be held on Friday, July 17th and Saturday, July 18th. If you are a preacher or desire to preach the Word of God, you do not want to miss this event. Register now at eventbrite.com by typing BDIFC in the search bar or by calling 215-885-2585. Let Jesus Christ be praised.
How many of us in here this morning struggle with God's love? I do. There are times I wonder if he loves me. Does he love me? And so we come to that grand decision of the man in Mark 9. Lord, I believe, but I'm struggling. Help my unbelief. Do you really believe God? So, while I may not agree with the concept, I do realize where it came from when the Pentecostal belief said faith is taking a leap into the dark and expecting a soft landing. I don't agree with that philosophy, but I do understand that when we trust God, there are times we have to jump into the unknown. But I'm not talking about buying something that you can't afford or reaching out for a $1 million house. I'm talking about obedience. And so the word of the Lord teaches us that we must believe God. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32, the occasion of the text is David in the trench, listening to the bellicose chanting of Goliath. Send me out a man. If I beat him, then you serve us. If he beats me, we serve you. Nobody would go out. Verse 32, when David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him, Goliath, your servant will go out and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go against this man, for you're but a child, and he's been a man of war from his youth. Notice the assessment. You are not able to go out against this man, because you're but a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. And that's what the devil will tell you. He'll tell you, you're not able to beat this. No. Because you see, this thing was in your family, and this did so-and-so, and you had friends that went through this, and you, there are no jobs, the economy's bad, and you're just going to be a bum. And No. Listen to David. It says, and David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep. And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him, and I smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by the beard and killed him. He said, your servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing that he has defied the armies of the living God. Now, my brothers and sisters, I need you to see this as we conclude. God isn't saying anything. He's not even offering a suggestion. He has not invoked any angelic assistance, nor has he caused lightning to strike this freak of nature. God could have killed Goliath by just blowing on him. Or better yet, he's so powerful, he could have just willed it. But he did nothing. He said nothing. Not one angel was dispatched to defend the holiness of God. Nothing from the third heaven. Why is God so strangely quiet? Because faith is on the battlefield. I want to stop. I really do. Y'all fooling me now. When faith is on the battlefield, God doesn't need to get involved. Watch. Just yet. Just yet. Because faith in itself will provide the atmosphere for the interaction that God will give. Now I'm going to show you the God response. It's cleverly hidden. In the preceding passages of this chapter, it describes Goliath. It tells us that he's 9'6" tall. It tells us that he has formidable armor. It tells us that he has a helmet. If you understand the history of the time, the helmet was such that it almost covers the entire forehead and sweeps around the ears, so that what's left for the enemy is a very narrow opening so that the person can breathe and see just enough to fight with. Now, you stick with me. God hasn't responded, but faith is on the battlefield. The fertilizer to the faith is the lion and the bear that David has killed when they tried to take one little sheep. Y'all ain't hearing me. David killed a lion and a bear over one little lamb chop. Just one. This builds his confidence. Faith grows with victories. But watch me now. You will never be able to beat your large enemy if you don't remember how you beat your smaller ones. Watch. Faith is on the battlefield. God ain't moving yet. Yet. Say yet. David convinces Saul that he should go out and fight against this freak of nature. Saul says, all right, since I can't stop you from committing suicide, at least put my armor on. David said, I haven't proven this. If I put your armor on, I'm going to lose the victory, because I'll be putting my confidence in what I have not tried. Lord, help me. So God says, all I need is a little bit of faith on the field. David said, I don't need your armor. The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine. God hasn't said anything yet. But the Bible says David decided he was going to go get 5 smooth stones. And David said, I'm going to get 5 stones just in case I miss. Because if I miss one, I'm going to load it up again. But God is sitting up in heaven tickled because faith is about to move. The angels are saying, you want us to handle this? He said, just watch. Y'all don't know that boy. Ow! And they said, aren't you going to help him? He said, not just yet. They said, well, what you going to do? Goliath is out there. Come on, Father, let us go. No, just wait. The Bible said after David picked up his stones, he ran out to greet Goliath. Ran to him. He didn't wait for Goliath. He ran out to him. Goliath said, you coming to me? He said, am I a dog that you should come to me with sticks? He said, hold on there, baby. Don't let your mouth write checks that your body can't cash. He said, you come to me with sword and spear, but I come to you in the name. God said, hold it. Shh, shh. God said, be quiet. He told the seraphims, y'all just don't stop saying holy, but just calm down for me, because something's about to be said that I've never heard said before by a human being. He said, be quiet. Shh. And all of heaven paused as David said, I come to you in the name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. God said, say it again. Jehovah Sabaoth. Yes, I am the Lord of hosts. That means I'm the battler. I'm the warrior. I'm the one that leads the army. He has just called upon me by faith. They said, what you gonna do? You gonna kill Goliath? David gonna kill him. Say, how you gonna do it? Don't worry. I'm gonna show you. David's there. And Goliath steps up. And David said, I'm gonna take your head off. He don't have a sword. He said, man, I'm gonna take your sword from you and cut your head off. Goliath said, come on with it. And David took that sling. He's only 16 years old. And he popped that sling. And God said, ooh, it looked like it's gonna miss. Oh, it's gonna hit the top of his helmet. Bang! Poof. Right in the prefrontal cortex. Goliath went down. He was knocked out. He wasn't dead yet. He was knocked out. All right. Fasten yourselves in. Because God's just going to knock your devil down. You got to cut the head off. Wherever he was getting strength in your life, you got to cut it. If it was a bad relationship, you got to cut it. If it was bad television, you got to cut it. God will say, I'll knock him down. I'll incapacitate him. But you got to cut him. You got to take the sword of the spirit. You've got to take the shield of faith. I will knock him down. You've got to cut his head off. David. By faith. Every one of us in here will face a Goliath. I don't know what yours will be, but every one of us will face one. How will you handle your Goliath? You will handle your Goliath by looking where God has brought you. The trials and the tests that he has exposed you to and the victory that he has given you in the past will serve as the gasoline for the engine of your present. Do not despise the small things. If God took care of you when you were not saved, if he fed you when you were not saved, then what makes you think he won't take care of you now that you are his children? God will never have to be taken to court for child support. For he that keepeth Israel will never slumber nor sleep. But without faith, you cannot please him.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 05415A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.